The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Well, good morning. Welcome to ATI Pro Media, powered by Advanced Trading. It's good to be back home. Crazy road trip. We've been all over. We've been to Nashville. We've been to Florida. We've been back to North Dakota. We've been home. We've been back to Nashville. We're home and we're staying home until we decide to go somewhere or someone asks us to speak. Had a great time filling in for my friend, Scott Shalladay. The good folks at RFD TV were wonderful to work with. Big shout out to them. Met some great new friends in Nashville. Just overall, I learned a lot, and hopefully it makes us better at this show. With that, we have some headlines. Today's news today. Mortgage levels are at their highest level since December, and the odds of a June rate cut are down. That's obvious. You've heard me say it on this show. You've heard me say it on The Cow Guy. We have a problem here in interest rates. No matter what you think of corn, no matter what you think of cattle, your problem is interest rates. So we need to produce the most bushels. We need to produce the most pounds. This interest rates, it's just like a wind that won't stop. So you're trying to fly this plane and it's just this headwind that won't stop. It's going to start to add up. Here's who it could really bite really quick. If you had low production in your area and we had low prices and you have high interest rates, you are going to go backwards in a big way. I was listening to some of my friends who have another show today like this, and they kept saying, when the markets get to a profit, shame on them. I know these dudes. They shouldn't be saying that. Who are any of us to say you're going to make a profit? Don't embarrass yourself, people. Listen, you're not owed a profit in agriculture. You had massive profits the last few years, but nobody owes you anything except for this smile on my face. Bring in Connor B to the show.
Take me off, Tommy. You were on a rant. I wanted you to keep going.
I have no makeup on. It feels good. I feel fresh.
Hey, next two of us.
Yeah, we got a new backdrop. Producer Rick, he made us a little something different. We have our website up there, www.atiproreadia. Rick is listening to his son graduate. That is awesome.
Going to be a drill instructor in the Army, Tommy, shipping out to Monterey, I think, if that's right, Rick. Yeah. Monterey. Yeah.
We were actually listening to the cadence, like he put it on the speaker, and it was awesome. So congratulations to him and his wife and Nancy for raising such great kids. And we could use more of that. We need a strong military. We're involved in protecting everyone's borders but ours. All right. What do we have for headlines, sir?
Let's jump right into it. Another semi-quiet day on the grains, Tommy. We are positive, right? Corn's up a half cent. Beans up 3 to 4. They were down about 30 minutes ago. Wheat's down about a penny. But jumping right into it, let's talk interest rates, right? 10-year, 4.67, right? Continue to climb up. What's the high in the past? I don't know if you have that chart handy real quick. I'm going to throw a question at you, but yeah. The past 6 months, did we see, what's the highest that 10-year got? Did it crest 5?
No, we are pushed. Right. Well, back in October of 23, it was, we were getting close to there. I will look, but I have the 10-year chart up. Let me just add to the stage real quick here. You're talking about the 10-year note. This is a daily. Okay. See up here. This is during Christmas when interest rates went to 3.8. This is what 4.7 looks like. So I'm going to go with this was like a 4.95 yield. So just for a little bit back in October, we were at peak rates. We went from peak rates to a lot lower, and we're now drifting lower, lower in 10-year futures, higher in yield. That's going to be a real problem. Today's first day the bond market's been up in a while. When I say up, that means yields are going down. Yeah, it's weird in bonds. You have to think different. So if I say the bond futures collapse, that means yields are exploding. And we'll keep repeating that over and over just so you all know that. Nice to see some green on the screen, I got to tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so with that, right, same story, different day. The odds of a June rate cut, Tommy, I just saw, down to 15% for June, 43% for July. So they just continually keep pushing that back, right? 2-3 months ago, what it was it up to like 60-70% for June? And we've just seen that trickle away. So now the talk, will we see a rate cut for 2024?
Yeah, it almost went from a sure thing to this just isn't going to happen, folks. And they got to get these inflation numbers down. I believe Canada had an inflation number yesterday, and it came out hotter than expected. I don't overly get involved in the Canadian economy because it's smaller, but yet because they are a neighbor to our north and 80% of their population lives within 100 miles of our border, I feel like they're just obviously an extension of what's happening in America is happening there. They have different government policies that are hurting them and whatnot and creating different inflations, but interesting nonetheless. I see cattle are lower today. They've had a heck of a run, Connor. Cattle down, cattle down 80. A heck of a run in cattle. I did have a cattle guy call me today. He said, if you see June's get down 100, 200, call him. He wants to do a couple things there. But what else do we have as far as markets and spreads and whatnot? We have May options that are going to be expiring here pretty soon. Yes. We're calling people on that. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. What's the date on that, Tommy? Sometime it'll be early next week if I'm looking at my calendar, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so May options will expire. Think about that. And then, right, we saw this when March options expire. We saw some, that exiting position saw some weakness. So we'll see, no guarantees. We'll see what that brings next week. But keep that in mind. May options are going to expire early next week, middle of next week. Other thing on
– yes, sir.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Nope.
The only thing, other fun fact about interest rates, and let's dive into something else, is mortgage rates. 30-year mortgage rate at the highest it's been since December. It is at over 7%. I think it was 7.13. Don't quote me on that, though, Tommy. But same story. We're seeing the interest rates rise, 30-year mortgage back to that high we saw 3-4 months ago.
I'm going to mute you. Give yourself a good cough. There you go. We're breaking for our station identification so Connor B can cough. Absolutely. See, we're figuring this out. All right, let's talk land. We had a great guest on. He's going to be a monthly guest on ATI Pro Media Premium. If you'd like to see that, go to the website and subscribe. Let's talk about what right there. Jim Rothermick, he's the land talker. The guy is amazing. You can subscribe to his newsletter for free. And then Jim also has a premium service that was really interesting. I don't know if you heard him talk about it in his video. They will break down every land sale around, and they have it in different Excel spreadsheets. And so people who are investors or whatnot are very interested in buying specific data about land. So thelandtalker.com. And Jim did a great breakdown. Obviously, what's going to surprise people is that you see the headlines of the record prices. What the headline doesn't come out of is the no sales. And he describes how there's a minimum price for some auctions. Family wants to auction off some family land. They have some high hopes and they don't meet the minimum. And that's just kind of one of those things where they walk away quietly, or maybe they negotiate on the side to try to get that level back up. So yes, we're still seeing some high flyers, but speaking of high flyers, what do you want to bring to the stage here?
I sent you this when you had your land guy back in my area. I want him to break down this one, Tommy. 1887 acres. Christian, some in Christian County, Macon County, which is right around me, right? I'm in central southern Christian County right here. So for the small price of $37 million, right, you can own 1,800 acres in central Illinois. So you need to send this to your guy. I want to see him break down this one. I think it comes out to 18, is it like 18.8, 18.5 an acre, which is pretty in line. That's not asking too much, I don't think. I don't know much about where this is, if it's good, bad ground, but big chunk. It'd be great to see who's going to make that move. $37 million, Tommy. You want to split it with me?
No, but our dear friend and client just said, hey, that's my neighbor. I farm all around it. So give it away when you farm around it, my friend, because you ain't writing the check to buy that one. Just amazing what's happened in agriculture. Congratulations to everyone who's stuck with farming, in farming, involved in farming. The land prices are high. The actual crop price is not. That's going to be a problem and painful to talk about the next at least few years till something changes. Hey, I had a chance to Dan Bossi came by yesterday at RFD TV Studios. Dan, we've all been subscribers of Ag Resource for years. Had a great conversation with Dan Bossi and his son. And he said some things to me that really scared me. And I don't have time to talk about it today, but I will just say it had to do with AI and farming. And he, if he's right, things are going to change at a rapid pace, and we need to prepare for that, or at least have that scary conversation with our clients. We could do it on ATI Pro Media Premium. He said he'd come on, but he had some futuristic thoughts about what's going to happen in the world of agriculture, and we're going to start moving at the speed of light. And it none of it involves smaller bushels, I'll tell you that. He didn't say farmers are going to get worse at farming.
Yeah.
But an absolute legend in the grain industry. And he said we're free to use any of his charts or anything. All of us at Advanced Trading subscribe to him. And I said, I see you put out great stuff every morning. I've never used it on the show. He goes, you put out anything you want on ATI Pro Media, just make sure you say Ag Resource and give me credit. And that was very kind of him. So we will be doing that shortly.
Speaking of bigger yields, I got something. The U of I put this out. I saw it this morning. And it's just looking. This is going to be the hot. Every year, it's that hot topic, that trend line yield number they use to calculate the 24 production, right? Right now, it's at 181.5. So this is a great one. Let's look at where they have that trend line versus the actual yield. And as you can see, Tommy, the past 2-3 years, we've been below that trend line, right? We've never had a 181 yield, but that's where we keep trending. But before that, we go back to like 14 through 2017, we were above the trend line. So a lot of numbers I look at, a lot of people doing some ending stocks calculations, right? They're going to use a 177. I think our research department's in that 178, right? They're dropping it below that big yield number. I'm going to flip the coin. What if we use a 183 number, Tommy, a 181, 182, right? What's that do to that number? I got to tell you, it gets pretty scary. So interesting to see going from 1950 to 2020, how that yield's progressed and seeing that trend line yield.
Interesting. Do you have any more slides, Mr. Connaby?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ask and that shall receive. Our good Mike at T-Storm Weather, he put this out, and I thought it was great to see. What this is showing us is that Safrina corn crop, which we talk about a lot, right? Where is the corn distribution, right? Where are they growing the corn in Brazil? And as we know, it's Mato Grosso region, right? Almost 50% of that Safrina corn crop is going to be grown in Mato Grosso. So I wanted to compare that. If we put that to the United States, Larry, with Dr. Schonkweiler, did the quick math for me, but that would be 46%. That would be like saying Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska all rolled into one, right? That is the Mato Grosso region. That's how important it is for that Safrina corn crop production. So when we see, you know, I see a lot of analysts talking about Southern Brazil and how maybe it's dry, maybe it's wet, right? And we're going to pay attention to it, but until I hear Mato Grosso is very dry or problems there, it's not super concerning to me at this time, Tommy. And so moving right along, looking and speaking about not being concerning, a lot of numbers here. Look at that black line, and that's going to be the percentage of the Safrina corn crop that's considered dry to very dry. And as you can see, it's at the low end of the range. I think the lows we've seen since 2018, only right around a little over 20% is considered in that dry condition. So basically what this is telling us and what we've been saying is the weather so far in Brazil, it's non-concerning to everything I see, Tommy, which along those lines, right? Last week we saw CONAB cut their yield number in there. So everything I'm seeing, I just don't see a reason that they needed to cut the yield. So more head scratching things to look at, but interesting chart, two interesting charts from our friend at T-Storm Weather.
Very, very good. Yeah. Fascinating statistic about that area, Brazil, and combining all those states. Yeah, we need to continue to educate ourselves about the power of how fast we can produce crops and stuff. One little thing from Dan. I said, what's it going to take to get this market to rally? And he said, right now, 100% weather. I said, what about if crude goes to 110? Ah, he said weather. He said, we need a weather rally to rally this. We're not going to get it on the demand side right away. We're not going to. So weather will be really watched. And if we have a problem, we'll react. Shorts will panic. People get pulled up. People cancel their offers. It kind of fuels itself. And then if weather's not a problem, I'm more worried that what if we just never have the weather scare in 2024? We've had some really great rains. Yeah, very much. And our friends in Iowa who were dry on rain, Dave Lechtenberg and them in Northeast Iowa, and Brother Joe's got a bunch of clients around that Davenport, Bentendorf office over there. We have to call those guys. They were like the red part on the map, and I think that's right. Going away. So we're running out of drought map. Oh, and the land talker had that. And this is the first thing he talked about. Great premium episode. If you're interested in subscribing to premium, there it is right there, www.atipromedia with the land talker on yesterday. Why don't you get in the questions, Connor, and let's get to work.
Let's do it. Luke, happy Wednesday. USDA continues to drag their feet regarding ethanol to SAF. If they would get off their butt and get something done on the carbon models, would that finally light a fire under the corn market? Luke, hopefully, right? They've told us they're going to have the rhetoric. I've heard end of the month. I've heard by May 15th. So hopefully we'll get some news on that. And even more hopefully, right, we'll get something that's friendly, some rhetoric friendly to corn and soybean markets regarding SAF. And so, and if we get that news, light a fire seems a little strong, but it would definitely be friendly. It's what we want to hear. What are your thoughts there, Tommy?
We need to have a clear path of what our future of agriculture is. We need leadership. We elect officials, and we need leadership. I will say on a side note, farmers dislike the USDA and all the reports, and now that they pulled that cattle report, Farm Bureau came out yesterday and absolutely screaming, we need our reports. We need our data. I mean, I think we say we don't like the USDA, but I don't know anyone else who does a better job putting out data. I asked Dr. Larry at Advance when we started ATI Pro Media, Dr. Larry, you've been in this business for probably longer you'd like to admit. What is your number one place to get data? He said the USDA website. He said there's more nuggets on there than you can believe. You just got to pick through it. So I want our people to stay informed. I hope a show like this does it. And as far as anything with ethanol or anything else or any biofuels, we need a clear path of what we could do so we can prepare for it. I'll tell you this. I'm not going to tell you nothing. I'll tell you this. We have our 100th episode tomorrow. It's going to be a free-for-all, and it's going to look like this. Look at Brady. Like, oh, my God. Out of control. Brady like, yeah. He's out of control. Brady Huck, Dodge City, Kansas. Should have been a cowboy. I guess he is. All right. Do you guys know many farmers that don't use financing on their farms? Farmer Brad, I have an office in Mayville, North Dakota, First State Bank. Good folks there at First State Bank, a partner of ours. I have many clients right now who are not using financing. And they have operating lines that have not been used. And then they also have a lot of money that is in cash making interest. We've just went through three of the best years ever in agriculture on our premium content yesterday. Jim mentioned that. He said, you know, we went through some really, really, really good times, and there's still a lot of money to buy land. Doesn't mean the price of corn is going to be up, just means there's a lot of money in ag. Not for everyone, but let's hope we're all responsible. Next question. Go ahead.
If you aren't ever planning selling land, does it really make sense to buy it? What do you make as an owner renting it out? 2% yield at the most after taxes. Tommy, a year ago at Commodity Classic, you gave a great, you remember the quote you said about buying land?
I say a lot of stuff. Please refresh my memory.
All right, let me think about it. It was, if you love yourself, buy a condo. If you love your kids, buy land. If you love your grandkids, tile it.
Yeah, tile it, right.
That's what popped in my head with that.
Yeah, and Roger Ellington always like, hey, thank you. What do I owe you for saying that? But yeah. Hey, you don't know this, but you and I are working on getting out to Farm Progress Show. I think we're going to be going live every day out there in Boone. We have an office in Ames, Iowa. Mr. Dave Lechtenberg's just 10 miles from there. We're currently looking for someone to be at their booth. I have a couple ideas. We're putting some feelers out there, but we want to be live every day at 9. We want to go live after the markets close, and I hope you can make it out to Boone, Iowa, Connor, for all 3 days August. Check your schedule and let your wife know. All right. Budget cut to USDA.
I just checked it. I'm in, Tommy.
Anything to leave the house with 3 little kids. Budget cuts at the USDA to pay for college debt forgiveness. Oh, Buckeye Farm Boy, I'm starting to love you. I don't think that's a question. I think that's just a statement. And yes, you are correct, my friend. It is election time, and we will be seeing all types of things. Oh, my God, they keep coming.
Here we go. Feels like we have been holding our breath on sustainable aviation fuel. I agree, Luke. Government needs to get something going instead of allowing Brazilian sugarcane to run the largest SAF refinery. 100% agree, Tony.
Great stuff. Let's get out of here. I got a few people to call. Enjoy everything. Congratulations to producer Rick on everything he's done with his family. His son graduating the Army, right, Rick?
Army,
yeah. And he's watching that graduation right now. Joe, producer Joe there. I'm going to end the show. 100th anniversary tomorrow of going live. We did it, or at least if we go live tomorrow, we did it. Thanks for watching, everyone. please click and subscribe to ATI Pro Media Premium. We'll send you the Land Talkers Premium video. Today after work, Connor, Michael Reginelli. Can't wait. See you, bud.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us. We're here every day, 9 a.m. Central. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.